Ramayana, Part 2, Chapter 2, Devastation in Ayodhya. Section 2, Kaushalya's Accusations and Remorse. Kaushalya, not appeased by Sumantra's kind words, turned toward Dasharatha, admonishing him out of grief and love. My lord, indeed you are famous in all the three worlds for your compassion and kindness. Yet you thoughtlessly banished your faultless son. How will your gentle boys, ever accustomed to every luxury, live like hermits? And how will the frail Sita, a child of mere 16 years, survive the ravages of forest life? She has always been offered the very best of cooked foods and will surely not survive on wild roots. How will she bear the terrible roars of lions and tigers? Kaushalya became increasingly angry as she spoke. Her eyes reddened, and the black cudgel streaks of colorium ran down her cheeks. She censured Dasharatha for his cruelty. You have utterly divested Ram of his right to become king. Even after returning to Ayodhya, Ram will surely not accept the kingdom, for high-class men can never enjoy items left by others. Ram will therefore not accept the kingdom left by his younger brother, even as a tiger would not eat the food brought to him by another animal. Kaushalya's mind was absorbed in thoughts of her son, and she raved on inconsolably. How could Dasharatha have perpetrated such an evil act? Kaushalya railed at the king, holding her head in her hands. Ram has been ruined by his own father, even as a brood of fish are swallowed by their father. I believe, my lord, that you can no longer tell right from wrong. The main support for a woman is her husband. The son is the second. Therefore, like Ram, I also am ruined. My husband, having lost his good sense, and my son gone away for 14 years. This whole kingdom has been ruined by you. All your people have been destroyed. Only Kaikeyi and her son are happy now. Kaushalya stopped speaking and began to sob uncontrollably. Dasharatha, already deeply remorseful, felt even more anguish upon hearing his wife's words. Crying out, "O Ram! O Ram! Ram!" he sat disconsolate. With great difficulty, he gathered his senses and went before Kaushalya with folded hands. Speaking in a trembling voice, his head hanging down. O godly lady, be kind to me. You are merciful even to your enemies. What then to speak of me? The husband is always the lord for the wife in good or evil times. seeing me to be sorely pained. You should not increase my grief by such harsh words. Kaushalya immediately felt sorry. She took Dasharatha's hands and folded them around her head. Kneeling before him and weeping, she spoke hurriedly through her confusion. Now I am surely ruined for having spoken words disagreeable to my husband. Therefore I deserve to be punished by you. I know you are always truthful. She is a wicked and low-born woman who must be beseeched by her worthy and virtuous husband. Kaushalya was afflicted by many strong feelings, and her mind became completely distracted. Her grief, despair, and anger at losing Ram were now compounded by remorse and guilt at having upset Dasharatha. She had spoken in an almost hysterical manner. Pray forgive me, O great king. Overcome by grief, I uttered unseemly words. Grief destroys patience, eradicates knowledge, and confounds the senses. Indeed, there is no enemy like grief. Even a great blow from an enemy can be endured, but the smallest amount of grief is intolerable. The 5 nights that Ram has been gone seem to me like 5 years. Even now, as I remember Ram again, my grief grows, like the ocean receiving the rapid flow of many large rivers. Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram.
अंतर्यामी सबका स्वामी
तेरे चरणों में
done.